Depende que vas a reportar en el 2014.
Abby Garza, a certified application counselor at Barrios Unidos Health Clinic in West Dallas, has been busy since the October enrollment period started. But in the past few weeks, last-minute shoppers are flooding in.
It's pretty bad. I'm not lying, it's like 60, 70 calls a day, which is a lot.
Garza, along with two other navigators, can squeeze in a dozen or so people every day. Signing up a student or individual might take only a half hour. A family of six, several hours.
We were even talking about maybe working on Saturdays because it's just a lot of patients are actually calling.
Garza has helped hundreds apply for health coverage through the federal marketplace. But how many have actually chosen a plan, sent in a payment, and crossed the finish line?
It's been one patient.
You heard her. One patient.
The rest, for some reason, they did get some information by mail, but they're still thinking about it.
A lot of them, Garza says, are learning about HMOs and PPOs for the first time, and the options can be overwhelming.
They didn't know this information. So now what they're doing is that now that they have all this information, they're being picky. They're being picky and they're like, they really want to get something that they're going to actually use. If they're paying for it and it's the law, they want to make sure that they're going to use it.
The number of Americans who completed enrollment in the first month of Obamacare was very low, about 106,000 across the country. In Texas, it was under 3,000. That's out of 6 million uninsured Texans.
Our average is about 1.5 times the national average of uninsured folks in Texas. And so we're really concerned that we get the word out.
Gay Humphrey with the Regional Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services helped organize an enrollment event that runs through Wednesday at the Embassy Suites Park Central Hotel in Dallas. She says this is a critical time window for people who want to get coverage that begins January 1st.
We have 25 places set up where individual counselors then can work with a person. The way it's set up, we have a table with a computer.
Most of the tables are empty. So far, only a few people have come in, and the weather hasn't helped. Still, Humphrey has a big enrollment goal.
6 million. You know, we would love to reach that total goal, but we're realistic and we understand this is new and people have to think about it. They have to do some research. A lot of people aren't used to dealing with insurance, and so they really do need to take advantage of the benefits counselors that are available to help them.
And now is a good time to start, Humphrey says, because standing in line is best left for holiday shopping. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.